You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Carolyn Cox says her father, Jack Moulos, had one wish before he died.
When we asked him what he wanted for end-of-life procedures, he said, "All I want is someone to hold my hand." And that's what we were hoping for. And we couldn't.
Jack passed away in January, aged 97, after contracting COVID-19. Ms. Cox says her father lived a full life, making a late career change and also enjoying his retirement. Ms. Cox said she learned a great deal from his generosity of spirit.
He was very good at accepting anyone without judgment. He was very kind, and also I'm very happy that he had the pleasure of photography as his creative outlet, and also that he changed careers when he was 45 to being in a cafe to being a law librarian, and that was very fulfilling for him. But when he retired, he immersed himself in the family, and that was just lovely. We were very grateful.
While Carolyn was in isolation because people in her household had COVID, her sister Michelle Moulos, who lives 4 hours away, made the trip to Sydney to try and see her father, but he couldn't hold on.
Then my sister rang and I hung up and she said, "Oh, they've just called me. Do you want to pull over?" And I said, "No, you can tell me." And she said, "Oh, he just died." So I felt, because all of us have been through COVID, there's this kind of sadness about it, but there's also this acceptance that there's nothing you can do. And I kept driving, and then I cried and I said my goodbye to him while I was driving. And I also knew that even when I got there, if he'd been alive, I wouldn't have been able to touch his skin. Anyway,
Jack Moulos is now among more than 10,000 Australians who've died from COVID-19. The country passed the grim milestone on Sunday. The vast majority of Australia's COVID-19 related deaths, 70%, have occurred in the past 6 months. That's compared to 2021, when about 1,300 people died. There were 909 deaths the year before that. Virologist Nigel McMillan from Griffith University says if the current trend in COVID deaths continues, Australia is on track to reach 14,000 fatalities from the virus by the end of the year.
Current rate of deaths from COVID, which is more than twice, for example, the current road toll per day, we're going to reach some 14,000 deaths by the end of the year. That would put COVID at number 2 or 3. In the list of causes of death. That puts COVID at number 2 in terms of all causes of death behind coronary heart disease.
A combination of successive Omicron subvariants and few to no restrictions have kept infection rates high. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett from Deakin University says globally, Australia is moving up the list on the daily death rate, but it's lower on the rankings on a per capita basis.
Thankfully, we're never going to catch up in terms of the deaths we avoided over 2020 and 21. So now we're in this pattern where we will continue to see deaths while we have high infection rates, particularly over winter. We will have death rates that are higher than other parts of the world, but hopefully in summer that pattern will reverse and we will see our numbers come right down as well.
To help turn the tide in infection and death rates, experts like Nigel McMillan are calling for more to be done.
We're not going to go back to lockdowns, but we have tools in our arsenal we can use more efficiently. Antivirals are important, but we know that booster shots improve our ability to avoid serious illness and hospitalisation, and I'd encourage everyone to get them.
But Dr. McMillan adds that at the moment, Australia is only giving antivirals to people aged over 65 who have a comorbidity. He thinks Australia should loosen that restriction to give to anyone over 50 years old access. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler is ruling out any return of mask mandates for the time being, but is again renewing calls for people to get their third doses.
To those almost 6 million Australians who are eligible but have not yet had their booster shot, get out and get a booster. You are not fully protected against this subvariant with just two doses of the vaccine. It is critically important people get that third booster.
Queensland has the lowest uptake, with almost 40% of the population who have not been boosted, while about 35% of eligible aged care residents have not received their fourth dose. Carolyn Cox hopes her dad's death will serve as a reminder for people to be careful.
People are still dying, and I don't think we should forget that. And although at that time we were very obsessive about being careful and trying not to catch it and trying not to pass it on, which I think now people are a bit slack about basic protection like social distancing and mask wearing. Those things are not hard to do. And if it prevents deaths, I think it's really worthwhile.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.